Blog Talk Radio.
This morning's show is entitled, God Rescues Me from My Attitudinal Slimy Pit, Where I Have Abandoned Me. I know it would be appropriate to say myself, but I wanted to make this more intimate, Where I Have Abandoned Me. There are times when, as believing ones, you can be attacked by the enemy. And when we are attacked by the enemy, or when we attack ourselves, there is something that you need to know about God in our lives. There is a very important doctrinal truth that is stated for us in 1 John chapter 3, verse 20. 1 John chapter 3, verse 20. Verse 20 reads, if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. This is a very powerful verse, and it is filled with profound spiritual wisdom for us. We need to know, first of all, as John writes, John Montanus Novus, for if our heart condemn us. Now, the word for heart in Greek is cardia. It refers to the intellect, the emotions, and the will. And, of course, it includes the conscience. We sometimes say soul, or in Hebrew, nefesh. For if our heart condemn us, the word in Greek is kata ginosko, K-A-T-A. Kata is a Greek prefix that means down into. If our heart knows down into us, or if our heart knows against us, then God is greater than our heart. See, if we have been attacked by an old sin, if we have gone back in time and revived a sin that was dealt with by God long ago, that sin still plagues us, that event, that situation is still present tense, then maybe we have not fully surrendered that to God by faith. And then you and I are enjoined to reckon ourselves dead to sin and alive unto God through Christ Jesus. This is something we do by faith. You and I are called by God to walk by pistis, walk by faith. Very interesting language, isn't it? We're to walk by faith. And here it comes, and not by sight. So, God's thinking must take precedence over our thinking. See, our thinking for ourselves can become negatively idolatrous. And that is a very unsafe and unhealthy place to be. Negative or negatively idolatrous. In that what we think about ourselves is greater than what God thinks about us. In the scriptures, we have the thinking of God towards us. In Psalm 40, We have this wonderful psalm which illustrates this truth. God meditates on me. Did you know that? Did you know that God meditates on you? Well, he does. God's thoughts toward us must be more important than our thoughts toward ourselves. When we make God's thoughts about us more important than our thoughts, then we are placed upon a solid platform or the solid rock of Jesus. Our thinking can be muddled by emotions. Let me read this to you from a wonderful book. It's an old book, but the wisdom is incredible. This book is entitled Love, Medicine, and Miracles by Bernie S. Siegel, S-I-E-G-L-G-E-L-G-E-L-M-D. Bernie S. Siegel, M-D. He writes, and this is page 190. This chapter is entitled Embodying the Mind. He writes, to unblock the fountain of love and enter the path of creative spiritual growth, you must let go of our fears. That is, leave our troubles to God. But this is very hard, particularly when it looks as though we're not going to die tomorrow. When we don't have that time limit, it is often harder to let go. To accomplish this simple change, we must work through our negative emotions and transcend them. This is impossible until we realize that no one makes us happy or sad. And this is the verse that this is the sentence that I want you to understand. Our emotions don't happen to us so much as we choose them. Isn't that powerful? Our emotions don't happen to us so much as we choose them. In fact, he writes, our own thoughts, emotions, and actions are the only things we really do control. In the first century AD, the rethinker Epictetus made this fact the foundation of his philosophy, declaring that all unhappiness arises from attempts to control events and other people over which we have no power. The same futile attempt, born of our fears and resentments, weakens the body and leads to disease, unquote. Well, let me add this sentence too. Dr. Siegel also states, a positive outlook can be cultivated, as can a negative one be inculcated by a lifetime of conditioning. Unquote. Verse 20 of 1 John chapter 3. If our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. It is imperative that as the leading ones, we understand that the temptation to see ourselves as less than we are may occur at times. But it is imperative to know God's thinking and let God's thinking overthrow my thinking about me. Because God wants to free me. God, I believe, I have faith that God freed me from sin. And I must believe by faith that God will free me from me. And that God will lift me up out of my attitudinal slimy pit. In Pivotal's Progress, this is called the Slough of Despond. Please read, when you get a chance, please read that wonderful book, Pilgrim's Progress. Now, Paul writes in his letter to the Ephesians that as believers, you and I must not give place to the devil. And he writes this in Ephesians 4:27, neither give place to the devil. The word in Greek is topon, from which we get our word topography. That is, do not give the devil topography or topon in your life or a place to stand as a basis of operation so that he can begin to take you down spiritually. We can take down ourselves. The enemy can take us down too. But primarily, I want to emphasize the importance of our own attitudes as a very important spiritual factor in giving the enemy the power to control our lives. Now, remember what Dr. Siegel said, we must watch our emotions. Notice, once again, I'm going to read it, quote, our emotions don't happen to us so much as we choose them. Unquote. In Psalm 40, the psalmist states, verses 1 and 2, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock. He gave me a firm place to stand. Verse 3. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. When we are in pain, it is difficult to be patient. But this psalmist stated in verse 1 that his healing began with waiting patiently for Yahweh to act on his behalf. Waiting patiently was the medicine of appropriate trust in Yahweh. Waiting patiently is thinking focused upon Yahweh who created us and has his best in store for us. We have to surrender our view of self, our negative view of self, and have a view of ourselves that comes directly from God. We allow doctrinal truths, when we look at doctrine, when we consider doctrine, when we meditate upon doctrine, and we believe by faith the doctrine that we learn, then that doctrine becomes stored in our hearts to become usable as spiritual phenomena when we are hurting. Please read Psalm 119. When we are hurting, doctrine defends us. Doctrine lifts us up. Doctrine gives us divine viewpoint. And this is what we need on a daily basis, on a moment-by-moment daily basis, divine viewpoint. Divine viewpoint comes through the Word of God, where God can break up the idolatrous thinking, negative thinking that I have toward myself. Good morning, beloved. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a great day.